That was an interesting trip to Mexico City. Not fun because you didn't win. It would have been fun if you won. It was fun, but you didn't. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah, it was fun, except for the final result of the game. But it was an enjoyable experience, I think, for the fans by and large, and very unique. Obviously, it was the first ever game for the Texans on foreign soil. First ever primetime foreign soil NFL game. It was cool.
And Mark, on Tuesday, some news comes out about number 99. J.J. Watt had penned an article. It was the Players Tribune article came out that morning. Talked about what he'd been through the last few months with the surgery. Talked about what he'd been through the last year as far as a staph infection and all the other injuries as well. Needless to say, you'll see J.J. Watt in 2017, and it's going to be fun when he comes back.
It certainly will, and certainly the team misses him. But it was good to know that J.J. was checking back in with civilization, if you will, at NRG Stadium, and coaches took notice.
You know, look, J.J.'s working very hard to be back here in 2017. I don't think he'll be back here this year, although, you know, technically you could bring him back in January or something like that, but we're not going to do that. He'll be back in 2017. He's in the building today. He's in good spirits and working hard to be better than ever in 2017. As far as the list of injuries and all those things, that's probably a better question for him.
Would be fun to have number 99 out there on Sunday when the Chargers are here at NRG Stadium, because that Philip Rivers is the gunslingerest of gunslinger quarterbacks. I've said it a few times this week. That guy's a rootin' tootin' ball thrower.
Yeah, he certainly is, Drew. You know, he's 13th on the all-time passing list, just past Dan Fouts on the NFL's all-time list.
I know. Fouts is your guy. I know.
He's my guy. I mean, that's the first NFL quarterback I ever really liked back in the 80s. And I'm not a Charger fan, by the way, and certainly not on Sunday. But Rivers and the Chargers are a team to deal with. Great offense and enough defense to cause you problems.
It's a big challenge for us. You know, he's one of the best in the league, and he's thrown, you know, I think, you know, upwards of 299 touchdown passes. And so, we understand the challenge, and we're going to have to show up and play a very good football game on Sunday.
One of the good things about this offense for the Texans the last month or so, they've been running the football and running it really, really well. And it started up front, and Dwayne Brown has come back and stabilized things. And we've seen an improvement out of Xavier Suofilo, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly have. It's year three. Remember, he was the top pick in the second round of 2014. And Suofilo took over the starting lineup in the Bengals game in 2015, halfway through the season. Since then, look at this Houston ground attack, especially the last several games, like you point out. And Xavier Suofilo is our focus, our featured player with DB Sidhu.
All right, Xavier, I talked to you in the offseason. You said you'd never left the country. Now you've been to Mexico City. What was your first international experience like?
Well, would have been a whole lot better if we would have won, you know, definitely. But as far as going out of the United States, it was eye-opening, you know, that so much more out there, I guess you could say. It was neat for me to be able to speak Spanish. And, you know, overall, you know, I thought that, you know, the fans there over there at Estadio Azteca were real passionate. So it was a good time.
All right, let's talk about you. Bill O'Brien says you're one of the more improved players on this team. You're also in year three, and I've talked to a lot of offensive linemen that say year four is where they turn the corner and things become more instinctive. Would you say that's been the case for you?
Definitely. You know, I'm third year in the system. You know, started getting comfortable with it last year, you know. But this year it's a lot, you know, even less thinking than before, and you can just play. And I think that, you know, the experience that I'm getting playing, you know, is only stuff that, you know, there's only certain things you can learn while you're playing, you know, and so it's definitely a different feeling. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you had to deal with injury those first few years, mm-hmm. and here you are healthy, knock on wood,
right.
able to play throughout the off season, and you were the one consistent on that O-line, even through OTAs and training camp. How much did it help getting every single rep every single day? And how much more can you focus on the game now that you don't have to focus on rehab and these other things?
Right. No, it's, you know, staying healthy is very important. You know, your availability, you know, that's really the most important thing, is taking care of your body. And so that the fact that I was able to take all those reps, you know, through OTAs and be healthy was huge for me in developing in the offense. And so I was real grateful that I'm able to I was able to be healthy through that, and knock on wood, stay healthy for the rest of the season.
All right, how about those backs? Lamar Miller, Akeem Hunt. The job has gotten done with all these backs being banged up, and different combinations of them. You know, what do you think of the job they've done, and how different is it for you? Because everyone seems to have their own distinct running style.
Definitely. You know, I think as long as we're all on the same page, you know, with the running backs, tight ends, offensive line, you know, we're able to have something, get something going. You know, Lamar, like you said, Lamar and Akeem, they run different. You know, so does Blue. You know, but I think that as far as communication goes, as long as we're on the same page and we have the, you know, that, what would you call it? We have that rhythm with them where we're able to come in and know their style of running and get a hat on guys, then we're able to have success. And, you know, hats off to all of them, you know, our running backs and our tight ends and receivers getting in on that as well, because, you know, we definitely couldn't do it just by ourselves.
All right, I got to ask you this. I've not asked you this before. You've also emerged as quite a hair guy in year three. So when you got here, your hair was really short.
It was.
And now it's, what's the long-term plan here? Yeah. Is there a vision? I'm just going to go with the flow?
I'm glad you asked.
Good. Okay. I like asking about hair, yes.
So I've never had long hair before in my life. And so
is that because of with the mission and everything?
Just by choice, no. By choice. Like, I've always wanted to be clean shaved. Clean cut, you know, kind of guy, and I've always kind of just gone with it. But I figured in this job that I have, this occupation that I'm able to play in this league and have my hair how I wanted to try it out. It originally started as a bet with my brother, who's actually on a mission right now.
Okay.
And I bet him that I told him that I was going to grow my hair out while he was gone for 2 years. And he didn't believe that I could do it because I'd never done it before. So he doesn't come back until June, and I'm still going strong doing it. But gone to the point where I really like it, and you know,
so in June will be 2 years.
Yeah, June will be 2 years
since you cut your hair.
Since I cut my hair last, and I can't tell you much longer I'm going to keep hair, how long or how short, because right now I'm just enjoying it.
Okay, you're going to let the facial hair grow?
No, you know, the facial hair I always clean it up because I really can't grow it in how I want. You know, I can grow this right here, but so I just clean that up around there. But as far as the hair. I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah, well, you made it through training camp with the long hair, so I think if you can make it through one training camp, then...
Well, a lot of people say it gets really hot, and, like, when you have long hair, and I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, for fashion, you got to make some small... You got to pay some small prices, right?
You do at the in-between stages, but now I'm to the point where I can pull it up, you know, doesn't look bad, you know, so...
Yeah. All right, well, I'll keep asking about your hair from
time
to time.
Yeah, that's fine. And it's healthy, by the way.
Well, that's important. Yeah, you need to get some hair endorsements under your belt while it's long.
That'd be great.
All right, well, you know what? I also think that you should lobby for being an eligible receiver because, you know, all the offensive linemen seem to have their number called, so.
You know what? That's,
no?
I'm okay not doing that.
You're okay not doing that?
I just like bugging my guy.
I'm rooting for you, X.
Now, Monday, I wanted my man, Dwayne.
I know. Maybe he'll get another shot at it. All right. Thanks so much, Xavier. Best of luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Certainly handy that Xavier Suafila knows Spanish. That Espanol came in very handy over the last week.
Not just a difference maker on the offensive line, but an absolute peak performer when it comes to being bilingual. We salute you, Xavier. We're going to do a lot more here on Texans Huddle. We've got to get Blitz's picks in, but coming up next, little Dear Drew.